Hello everyone, welcome back to the LSD podcast. If you're new here, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Lisani Sarama and I'm your one and only host. This is episode, I want to say 34, but I'm not entirely sure. Let's just say 34. And I'm here with Allison!
Woo! Guys,
this is the first video episode with a guest. And I'm happy to say that it's with one of my closest friends. We go clubbing together, but we also hit the books together. Yeah. You know what I mean? we be going through it together. Introduce yourself. Who are you? Who is Allison?
Hi, guys. My name is Allison. I'm from Cameroon. I am...
Put your phone on silent. No, but talk, who are you?
And yeah, me.
You, where are you from?
Cameroon.
I always like to make people say where they're from because I feel like it's a big part of who they are. Would you say being Cameroonian is a big part of who you are?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you different.
Yeah. Especially as an international student.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that part, yes.
Do you like, because I know I do this thing where here in Namibia especially, anytime I meet someone, I want to tell them, I'm not from here. Like as soon as possible, I'm like, I'm not from here. Do you find it like important to distinguish yourself, like separate yourself from Namibians?
No.
Really?
Mm. I mean... Okay, when they see me, they know, like, oh, you know, you're not from here.
Really?
Yeah. Or they'll ask me, like, are you Herero? And then I'm like, no.
I don't know if I mentioned...
And then they say, you're not from here.
Yeah. They do, like, I found that Namibians do this thing where they're, like, they want to, like, yeah, like you're saying, figure out what tribe you are.
Mm.
That tribalist. Yeah. I don't know if that's offensive. I'm sorry.
It's not because I was about to say it's not because it's true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing because then it means they're like proud.
Yeah,
they're proud.
They love their country
to be who they are and where they come from. Yeah. And with like identifying themselves, they feel like that little, like that tribe tells a story about them. Which is why I tell people where I'm from.
Yeah.
It tells a story about me.
Yeah. Then that part, yes. I also like telling people where I'm from.
Yeah.
To know why I act a certain way or why I am like this.
Mm.
A certain way.
Do you think that... I don't know how to ask this. But, like, sometimes I feel like it's bad because me saying that immediately is, like... me thinking it's bad to be Namibia.
Yeah. Low key, yeah. Hi, how are you? I'm from Botswana.
No, I mean, not like that. Not like
that. Yeah,
I like throw it into conversations here and there.
Mm.
Because, like, I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing to be Namibian. I think, on the contrary, I think it's a good thing to be Botswana. So... Mm. Like, even when I was in Russia, when I was, like, studying internationally, I felt like I have to advertise my country. You know what I mean? Like, because I am outside, I need to be like, yo, back home, it's fire! Botswana!
Yes.
I think that's where it comes from.
I do that, and because sometimes it's true.
Yeah.
When I'm somewhere and it's so boring, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
If I was home... This is gonna happen. This.
Mm. Yeah. Did you find it difficult to switch from Cameroon to Namibia? Is it like a big culture shock, or when you came, you were like, ah, okay.
It is
really
different. It is different.
How so?
You mean culture-wise?
Mm.
The fact that here, they are okay. Let me be honest, I don't think they speak English, yo. Namibians speak Afrikaans. that's the first thing they will speak to you.
Yeah.
Before you're like, oh no, I don't speak African. Then they will be like, English.
Yeah.
So that, because everywhere I go, everybody I meet, that's why sometimes I'm even bored at, with other people from here, because they're just speaking that and I'm just always like alone. Mm. I don't know what they're saying. That's one.
Yeah.
Two, what else? How was it different? The roads. You know, we drive this side.
Really?
You guys drive this side also?
We drive the way they drive here. Yeah. What is it? Left. It's right-hand drive for the car, but it's keep left.
Yes, keep left.
So your car's, well, the driver sits on the left?
Yeah.
So the right-hand drive.
Yeah, mm. Yeah, yeah. So the driver's on the left. That also?
Hmm. Did you, like, in terms of, I don't know, like, shops? I don't know. Like, infrastructure or, like, services?
Food.
Yeah. Food was a big adjustment.
Big, like, till now, I'm still adjusting.
Wow.
I'm still adjusting because there we have so many different things, and here it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think food and, like, products and stuff, it's not that different because I feel like all of Africa imports a lot of products. That's why, like, when I was in Russia, I didn't understand any of the brands. But if I saw one, like Nivea...
Mm.
If I saw Maggie, you know Maggie?
Yeah. They don't have Maggie here.
They do. Noodles.
Oh, noodles.
Yeah, yeah. Push and like, Maggie. You know, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, if I see that internationally, I'm like, oh, I'm good. So in that sense, I don't think it, I thought maybe then food is like the same.
Not the same.
I find that the food is not that great. Like it meat is. We have the best meat. I don't know what to tell you. Botswana, we have the best, yeah, like beef meat. What else? Eggs. Do you enjoy the cultural food? I don't want to shit on Namibia. Let's change the topic. It's a good, it's an amazing country. You're not country. Shitting, you're
giving your opinion.
Yeah,
on it.
It's not my shitting experience
on it. Yeah, it's your experience.
Yeah. Do you enjoy, have you tried the, yeah, traditional food?
Yeah, it's nice. Mm. But I don't like that it's, okay, maybe I don't know, but that's all they have, or all I've had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I've had it like everywhere I go, when they talk about traditional food, they just give me meat and mango, and then...
Mango?
Mango.
Oh. I was like, mango?
The pap.
Yeah, the pap is different from our... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
your
me too. It's different.
The pap is like sticky. It's a different texture. It's also a different flavor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no. So Namibia is an amazing country. Tourism, A1.
Yeah. Yeah. Namibia for tourism is the
please.
Place.
Please, if you need it's somewhere to place. Go to see Africa, to see the beauty of Africa. I saw a video on YouTube the other day, and this guy was saying that like Namibia is kind of like the Dubai of Africa.
Mm, really?
I guess.
Nah, it's not the Dubai. I would say the Dubai,
I think,
because of
the
Africa.
Sand dunes and stuff.
Oh yeah,
because isn't in Dubai they go on the camels and stuff. Yeah. yeah no, amazing tourism, A1 there. Let me check my notes.
Let me
check
my
mind. I also want to mention that you are the best second year student.
Don't!
Oh. She's getting at the student awards. She's getting an award for being the best second year student.
Okay,
I'm
yeah.
sitting among royalty.
You know.
It's kind of a big deal. And I wanted to ask, did you find it, I mean, I guess not difficult, but did you find that switching from on like face-to-face and online was strenuous or beneficial?
I guess beneficial because you excelling.
Yeah. Like, how was that? Because
but it makes me lazy online.
How are you lazy but still the best? Like, what?
No, no, don't. Okay, stop.
I mean, I'm not trying to give you a big head or anything, but like, to me, okay, for me it's different because when I came to NUST, we study at NUST, by the way. I don't like giving out that kind of information. But we study at NUST. And when I came, it was already online because COVID hit. So I never like felt the face-to-face.
What about your face-to-face there in Russia and and online here? I mean, of course, it's a bit different, but how was online? Is online, do you find online easier or like better?
I think online is easier only because, like you said, I'm lazy. It's made me lazy. But I don't know if I feel like I've always been a lazy student. Even in Russia, I've always been. I was actually having this conversation with my mom the other day, and we were like thinking in our whole family who is intelligent and who is a hard worker, because in my head, like, those two cannot coexist. I mean, they can, of course, but one trumps the other. Yeah, like, you're either intelligent and then you don't have to work as hard as someone who is just genuinely a hard worker and is excelling because they work hard.
Yeah.
What would you say? Would you say you're intelligent or a hard worker?
Honestly, I think school is just easy. Not like it's so easy. I mean, it's just just read, put it in your brain, print on paper, and put it back on paper.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's just.
Keep talking. I'm gonna check the camera. How is school easy? What makes school so easy, Allison?
Not like.
Tell us your secret.
That's my secret. I'm telling now, and I'm telling you guys. All you have to do is read. Read, put it in your head, and put it back on paper. It's nothing new. So yeah, I am not a hard worker because I.
So then I guess you could say you're intelligent.
Yeah.
I think I'm intelligent. Not I think, I know I'm intelligent because I don't work as hard as people that work hard. Like, even with some of my classmates, the way that I think also I don't panic. Like, I don't stress.
Yeah. Nice.
I sound like I'm not even human. I mean, I stress, of course, but like, I feel like this is why face-to-face is a good experience, because then you get to interact with other students and you get to understand the way that people learn differently. Because I was stressing face-to-face when I first started. And then, did I say face-to-face?
Yeah.
Online.
You were stressed online.
When I first started online. School and it was online, I was stressed out of my mind.
Mm.
And then I went to campus. I think it was for like a presentation.
Because it was hard or because it was new? Because
it was new. Okay. And because I was new.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was first year, second semester. I started like in the middle. Mm. So I was like, oh, I need to catch up. Woo, hit the ground running. Woo. But then when I went to school, I think for like presentations and stuff like that, and I was interacting with the other students, I was like, I'm stressing for no reason. I'm out here excelling. People are sweating, getting 50%. I mean, not to talk down on other people.
No, but like.
But like, I
You're mean, smart. You're just lazy. Because the lazy first time. Fuck. You the first time we had, I think it was an assignment.
Yeah, that's the time I'm thinking about.
You were like the best. I'm like,
even
I gotta learn from her.
Do you know that even now in our like our group, I see some of the result, like that face to face taste that face to face test that we had. Remember, and then there was a concert at school the same day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was there stressing, writing, trying to remember. After, you know, after class, after the test, people sit around and they're like, oh, what, that question, ooh, that like question. That. Yeah, but I was there because I was like, what, what that question? I don't know what I wrote, that question. So everyone was like, yo, man. And then the results came and I passed, but other people failed. And I was like, what? What's going on? So, but I think that adds to my laziness though, because my peers or my classmates don't excel as well as I do, but work harder than I do. I'm like, let me chill.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to.
But I need to aspire to be more like Allison and be the best in the whole school. Yeah. That, I think that's why I appreciate friendship so much. I think also I've defined like friendship differently over the years. And this, not this year, but like the past few years, it's been important for me to, for my friends to inspire me. And you inspire me, bitch. You inspire me or whatever. Let's speak about friendship. How have you found making friends here in Namibia?
I think making friends is easy. It's so easy when you're young, because you're so innocent. You just it's so difficult for me to make friends now. When I want to speak, when I want to speak to a girl, I'm panicking. I panic, and then. It's just difficult.
It's shocking for me to hear you say that, because when I see you like in an environment where we're interacting with other people, I'm like, she's so nice.
Yeah, I'll always be like, hi.
I'm but it doesn't like it doesn't build into something.
Yeah. We can be party friends. Like, hey, I wanna chill. But then even chilling, if we're not friends, I wouldn't feel comfortable chilling with you, because what are we gonna talk about?
Yeah. But I think also, I look, you think it's important to have those different friendship dynamics.
Party friends.
Yeah, like friend. Party friends, studying friends.
Yeah.
Or do you think it's good to have, I need to burp these bubbles, one friend for everything?
If you can have, if you can get one friend for everything, it's nice. But it's also nice to have like party friends. Party friends, right?
I think also because we are international students, it's difficult to cement a friendship into a long-term friendship, because in your head you're like, I'm gonna move. Either like, I'm not gonna be here forever. Yeah.
Okay, I don't really think about that, because friendship is like... I mean, even now, like, if we graduate and then maybe I go back home or you go back home, we're still gonna be friends, we'll still talk, and then maybe in a few years we can be like, oh, let's go to Dubai, and you know, so friendship is like, we can talk and everything. So, but yeah, it's also that I don't cement friendships, maybe because of that. I'm also trying to see why I don't do that, maybe because of that.
I think so, I don't know,
but I rely a lot on energy. If you are a nice person, we will click and we will be friends.
They always say energy never lies, and like, always trust your intuition with people that you come across. Yeah, because even with like boys and stuff, when I feel just like, I don't know. I don't, like, if I feel like, I don't know. Even if you have proven yourself to be a good person, quote unquote, I automatically think, okay, I'm just going to walk away, because my intuition is telling me something that could be coming, something that I'm not seeing.
Yeah. Once I hear that, I'm just like, no. Especially with friendship.
Yeah.
Friendship is hard. I just thought about something.
What? Do you want to tell a story?
No. No, not to you. But you know the story.
Okay.
You know, I just thought about something.
What?
You know, I texted you. Oh, okay. I also make friends with people I can get something from. Not that I'm making friends with you because I want something from you. But like, like, you know, when you came, you know, I texted you like, yo, girl, yeah. It's because Okay, they say that you were a third year student or something like that.
Like a third year student in there. Yeah, I was.
So I was like,
you could learn things. Like, yeah.
She knows things. Let me text her.
Do you find that, like, now having gotten to know me, do I know things?
Yes.
I'm just fishing for compliments. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Make my head bigger.
Like that's how I make friends. If you can bring something to my head,
my
heart, anything.
That's amazing. Cause I even remember, I had forgotten about this story, but I remember now that you said it, like you hitting me up, and I was like, this is so nice. Like someone just like hitting me up, like not even knowing me, and just being like, hey, if you need something, let me know. That's good. I appreciate you for shooting your friendship shot, because here we are now. I want to talk about the ultimatum. Dun dun dun.
Marry or leave.
Yeah, marry the ultimatum. Marry or move on. Marry me or move on. You rewatched it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm asking them. Did they watch it?
Have you watched, guys? If you haven't watched it, it's a Netflix show. If you haven't watched it and you want to watch it, probably don't like pause this video, this podcast episode. Go and watch it and then come back and enjoy the chats, okay? Because we're gonna spoil it for you. But like, also, it's been a while since we watched it.
Been a week.
So I feel like I forgot a lot.
I remember every name, everything.
I remember only because I've been like seeing it all over the internet. Like everyone is talking about it on the internet.
Never seen it before you played it.
Really?
Yes.
Now everyone is.
Yeah.
Like,
now I see it. I think it's because I saw it now.
Yeah.
See it everywhere.
Yeah. How do you, like, I don't know what to ask. I just know I want to talk about it. I feel like the worst guy on the show was Jake.
Yes. Yes.
I thought you would disagree. I thought you would disagree.
It's him.
I don't know, man. Just, like, his energy. And there's actually a lot of Jakes in the world. Do you know that?
I'm such a nice person. I always want to see the good in people.
That's why I'm saying I thought you would disagree.
I mean, in the show, he's the worst guy.
Yeah.
Among all the guys, he did the worst thing. But, like, I mean, okay, no, he's the worst. I was going to say, you can't fight love. If you felt out of love with someone, it happened, it's okay.
You can't force yourself to love someone.
Be honest. He wasn't honest.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like he
said, I'm not gonna fly away with
and UK. Then he flew away.
That's the thing.
He said, I will never fly away with Ray.
And then you do
and
that.
And then flight tickets.
At least be honest. Or don't say anything. Let me find out.
I actually think the best, not the best guy, but the one that I was like, oh, is Zay.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, he's not the best. The best guy is Randall.
The best guy is Randall. Randall
is cute. The best guy is Randall. But then the guy I felt bad for.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. Watch out, fam.
Watch out, fam.
I think there's a lot of Zays in the sense that there's a lot of guys in, like, the world trying to navigate that past trauma, trying to navigate being in a relationship and like unraveling those feelings, but failing to do so. Like they want to be like open and emotional, and I see that he's very emotional.
He doesn't want to show it, even though
he doesn't want to show it, he's very emotional, but then he's like holding himself back because in the past maybe he opened himself up and then it like ended horribly. Have you come across a guy like that
opened up before and then now he's hurt,
or not even like thinking about the past, like right now you feel like interacting with him is not all the way like he's not open.
Yes,
because he can't. Not because he doesn't want to, but because
he can't.
There's no facilities.
I don't think I've met someone like that.
Really? Yeah. I actually think that's all I come across.
Really?
Yes.
Like, oh, they want
who
to say
hurt you?
Like a girl, or it can be anything.
I think just anything, but mostly boys.
Like, no, I mean, like, boys, you think boys are like that because they were hurt by a girl,
oh,
or by just any past trauma?
I think just anything, because in the show Zay was saying that he doesn't speak to his family, they don't check up on him, they don't say happy birthday to him. So in that sense, he wasn't even hurt by a girl, he was hurt by the fam. So I guess it can like go either way.
Never met someone.
What advice would you give to a guy like that?
I mean,
cause my listeners are mostly men.
Lit.
That's crazy. I'm like, am I dumb? Like, why am I attracted? I'm joking. I appreciate every one of you guys. Thank you for listening. But yeah, what advice would you give to a guy like Zay? Men like Zay.
I mean, you were hurt before. I think just find someone to talk to.
Like a therapist?
It can be a therapist. It can be a friend. I mean, you should have a close friend. Okay, not you should, but it's nice to have a close friend or someone you talk to.
Mm. To do what?
Do things like that.
But then I feel like the difficult part is... We're moving furniture right now. The difficult part is like opening up, you know what I mean?
But I feel like if you're comfortable with the person, you can easily open up if you're comfortable.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, find someone. It can be your friend, it can be your girlfriend.
Mm.
And then now you knowing that your man is like that should really be.
And I think also, yeah, that's good advice. I feel like I wasn't listening, but I was. I feel like also sometimes men find it easier to like ignore what makes them feel pain.
But
not just
feeling
men.
The pain.
Yeah, you're not feeling it because you're distracting yourself, but you can't avoid it.
Yes,
there's
it.
No
avoid
avoiding
it.
Pain.
So
it will keep manifesting itself, relationship after relationship. You'll be running for your life.
Yeah,
it's right there.
So don't,
it's right there.
Don't. If you are hurt, please fix yourself, because you'll be hurting yourself and then you'll be hurting
other
me.
People. And that's the thing. Hurt people hurt people. So now you with your pain, you're hurting this good person. This good person is now feeling pain and they're gonna
hurt
another good person. And it's just gonna be a mess.
Well, guys, just spread love.
Yes, spread love. Please. And I feel like also like no one is perfect. We all have flaws. Which is what I appreciated about the show. Like, they weren't trying to make it seem like, oh, these are really good people with nice life problems. But they were going through it. They were damaged little 24-year-olds like us.
Would you go to a show like that?
Absolutely
do you think,
not.
Do you think it's good? Because April, April and Jake, if they hadn't gone there...
Mm.
They might have still been together today and still in love today, like still perfect.
April and Jake. Ooh. Oh, you're saying if they hadn't gone there, then they, yeah.
But
yeah.
Also, the fact that they went there, it showed her that she can't trust a man. So I'm thinking,
she needs to love herself. She saw that this homeboy doesn't care about me. I need to love myself.
I'm not she.
Wow, Jake was actually horrible. Remember the scene when it was her birthday? It was her birthday. Did she find that twerking video that day?
Yeah. On her, imagine you waking.
It was her. No, not even that. Yeah, go say your part. Okay. I'm gonna say the second part about how he was just laying on the couch.
Yeah, like imagine on your birthday at 2 a.m. you expect like to, your day is starting, and then the first thing you see is that video
of a girl twerking
in your man's phone. What would you do if you see a video of a girl twerking in your man's phone and he's thinking like this? This close to a
I low-key feel like she shouldn't have been too pissed because of that situation. Like, they were married, like Jake and Ray were kind of married. But why is that video still in the phone?
Yeah, we're not.
Why didn't you delete it? Why is it still there?
But this thing is so confusing.
And then also, no, why it's my birthday, you are my man's, who I want to marry and I love so much. You know it's my birthday, you've known for ages. And I come home and I find you laying on a couch on my birthday.
Yeah, you're not waking me up with breakfast in bed.
On my birthday.
And then she came like, you're not gonna wish me happy birthday? He's like, happy birthday. Did you see? He was like, happy birthday. Not even, no. Wow. Okay, no.
And Jake, the crazy part is, I know he knew what he was doing. Did you see that little smile on his face?
He knew it was her birthday.
Like, he knew she was hurt by the fact that he was just chilling, but he was like, I'm just gonna chill.
Wow.
I'm just gonna chill. I hate Jake. I actually do, because I had so much potential for him. I liked him.
You were always like, he's so cute.
I was always like, he's so
and
cute.
I didn't even see he was cute at the beginning, but then you were always saying it, and gorgeous. I started seeing it.
Mm.
I started seeing it. I was like, okay, he has a cute smile.
He's a handsome man. And also, but because then, he was a soldier, I'm like, oh, soldier.
Yo, your attitude can make you look very ugly.
Yeah.
Even if you're the most handsome man in the world.
Yeah, if you don't treat a person well with respect, then you are ugly.
Very ugly.
You are ugly. Okay, that's enough about the ultimatum. I asked on my Instagram yesterday for my close friends to send me questions or dilemmas that they might have. I feel like I should have said this at the beginning, but if you don't already, please follow the LSD podcast on Instagram at the LSD podcast, so that you can be a part of these. Maybe if you send in your dilemmas and questions, we might like speak about them in an upcoming video. So yeah, this girl, shout out to Tato, because she's the only person who sent me questions or like topics. Shout out Tato, I fucks with you heavy. Okay, online self-help and how it's low-key toxic as fuck. That's interesting. Have you come across like online self-help, like those Instagram pages that be like, self-care Sunday, put on a face mask? Do you know what I mean though?
No.
Do you come across online self-help? What's online self-help?
Like they teach you how to do.
They teach you how to like to cook. Be a better person. To them, it's like, I'm teaching you how to be a better person. Hold on, I'm burning. I'm burning.
Oh yeah.
Cause I keep running back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm not sweating though, innit?
Yeah, you're not sweating. Wow, your makeup looks nice.
Thank you. When I first did it, my mom was like, isn't it a little too... And I was like, no.
Like, no, don't.
No. No, the girls that get it. And the girls that don't. Okay, let me think about it. Online self-help. And how toxic it is sometimes. I actually did write in my notes something about this. Okay, in my notes, in my notes, I wrote toxic positivity. Toxic positivity is like those people who come on the internet and they're like, oh, if you're having a bad day, just smile. Like, just smiling for 5 seconds will make you feel much happier about your day and you'll go about your day a lot better. But it's like, homeboy, you don't know what type of bad day I'm having. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Like, a smile isn't going to help me pay that loan that I have. A smile isn't going to take my child to the hospital when I have to go to work.
You know what I mean? That's what... But it can, though. Like, it's a mindset. If you worry, like, oh no, I need to, but then it's true that
that's
can't smile
while
you're...
That's what they should say, missing smile more.
Not smile, and be like, no.
They should say instead, change your perspective, change your mindset. If you think more positively,
it might that's the thing. Help you. Think more positively, and smiling makes you, do you know smiling?
I heard that if you smile for like 5 minutes, you will be in a better mood.
Yeah.
Is it true? I tried it though. I think it's true, but 5 minutes is a long time. Imagine you're like, oh,
how are you?
5 minutes.
No.
Yeah, I also wrote that we need to remodel self-care as healing rather than the capitalists buying face masks and taking baths. Because the way that I wanna say vloggers, YouTube vloggers. The way that YouTube vloggers post, oh, Sunday self-care, it's like taking a bath, putting on a face mask, laying in bed, like not doing anything. But what about inside? What about self-care
inside?
You're busy looking pretty outside. Inside, you're a horrible human being.
So self-care is like,
yeah, I think we need to remodel it into something that's like, meditate more, you know, like, pray more, go on walks.
Yeah, read a book.
Sit in the sun. Nice... Read a self-help book. Yeah. Okay. I'm looking tired of talking. Okay. Freshen.
Wow.
Okay. I can't read.
Fashion and trends these days.
I'm thinking, that's what it. About it?
That's it. Okay, let's talk about fashion. Do you think you follow fashion or you're like, you have your own style?
I think I definitely have my own style, but I would follow fashion trends if I had the money. But then I'm thinking trends, fashion trends aren't that nice.
Some of them are really not nice. They really don't look for me.
Yeah.
I will not follow just anything that I see. It's nice out there. No.
I prefer like investing in basics and then having them for years and years and years. Hmm. Rather than fast fashion.
Okay, I'm gonna take over this podcast, guys.
Rather than like fast fashion, which is like in today and then next week is the whole other thing that you need to buy.
Like, and yes.
No. Yeah, no. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to speak about?
Okay, my mom told me something the other time.
Mm.
I spoke to her about some guy that showed me, and then she was like,
some
I hope you're not
that what?
That drove me here.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, I hope you're not dating him. So I'm thinking, I was talking to her about him, like, oh, it's my friend. Yeah. She's like, I hope you're not dating him. So I was thinking, I even replied, okay, I wanted to. Do you think parents have a say in who you should marry? Because people say, oh yeah, when your parents say, people say parents' approval is like a
really important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you think? If you come home with your mens and you want to, like,
this is a sticky one because, like, based on my relationship with my mom, I feel like I trust her word. And I trust when she's like, oh, that person isn't good. And even though I don't see it now, later I'm like, oh, actually, she did say this and it's true.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, people are like complex human beings. People are a lot more than what you see.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a relationship with someone, I do think you know better than an outsider.
Exactly.
But then there's also other things that an outsider sees that you might not, because you're head over heels in love. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It's a sticky situation.
I feel like a relationship between two people, you can't have your say in it. Only both of them have something to say about it. Because you're not there. You don't know what's going on. Even if I come to you every day, like, I speak to you a lot about my relations.
Yeah.
People I see, yeah. Even if you know everything,
you don't know everything. Yeah. That's why I always think that, like, I mean, maybe you can attest to this because, yeah, you can attest to this. But I always feel like even when I give advice, I try not to be like, do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that. Because I feel like I'm not in that situation. I trust that you will trust your intuition, and I trust that you have good judgment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Me too. I also don't like giving my opinion, like, we should do this. I'll be like, maybe I'll tell you, I would have done this.
Yeah.
Like, in my place, I would have done this, but not like, yo, you should do this and everything. Also, parents, when you were getting married, nobody told you not to marry this man.
No one.
So why must I marry the person you want? Maybe. Okay, yeah. But still, like, it's me. But I feel like if my parents or my mom tells me that.
Mm. How did that make you feel? Were you like, damn, do you not trust me enough to...
I didn't say anything because I'm not dating him. I have no intention of dating him. So I was just like, no. But then when we finished the call, I was like, why did you tell me that?
Mm.
What if I wanted to date him now? Then I would be like, if she had told me that, I would be asking questions to myself the whole day. Like,
yeah, why did she tell me that? I'm even thinking now that, like, where was that even coming from? Like,
yes, she doesn't, she never met him. Never.
But maybe she was joking.
She wasn't.
I don't know, okay. Man.
But yeah, that's
crazy. I think that with parents, if you're a parent and you're listening to this, I think that it's important to kind of like take a step back. Even if you see that this person is wrong for my child, let them discover that for themselves.
Yes.
Because like they say that the only teacher is experience. Let them experience that, heal from it, learn from it, and then take the right steps to make the right decisions in the future. And I appreciate this because I think that's how our parents raised me and my sisters. Like, they fully are like, go do your thing. They're like, go and trip and fall. You'll pick yourself back up. You'll figure out yourself. But I was going to say that I think that they do that with me because I'm the youngest. But I think with my eldest sisters, they didn't do that.
Like, do you...
Yeah. I have an episode about, like... Not about, but I have an episode with my sisters, and we kind of spoke about how our parents' parenting style has changed over the years. Do you find that with you and your siblings, your parents' parenting style changed?
No.
Really?
Okay, maybe with my sister. Yeah, my small sister. The youngest. They are... My mom is... My parents are very, like... Do you, then you come cry at home, school.
I think it's also because now they're old.
I think that's
like,
it.
I'm tired.
Yes. Yes.
Don't come and bother me.
And then they would leave.
Stuff.
Yeah. And then they would leave me and my brothers to like.
To parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like a last born. If you're the last born, your parents are like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, go and do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Utile, because she's been asking me. How do I put this? I took a break from Instagram for like 2 months. I think a bit over 2 months. I want to say a bit over 2 months because then it feels closer to 3 months. And I'm like, wow, 3 months. But it might actually be less than 2 months. But yeah, I took a break from Instagram. And naturally, when I came back, people were asking, where did you go? Where did you go? Specifically, Utile. Shout out, Utile. She keeps asking me, where did you go? Where did you go? And I've been ignoring.
Okay, now you beg.
Yeah, I've been ignoring it for a while because, like, I also feel like with Utile especially, we can phone call, you know, catch up, you know, sit down, have some wines and talk about it. But yeah, I think maybe let me just speak about it now so I don't have to keep, like, responding one by one.
Say where you were.
I wasn't anywhere.
Yeah,
I was just chilling.
I need to know.
I was just chilling at home, you know, doing nothing much. I felt like I needed like a social media detox, just because when I was still on social media, I found it very triggering. Like every day there was just something happening, and like when things happen, it's like in your face because it's in your phone. So it's like, hey, it's like begging for attention. You know what I mean? So it's like, hey, feel about, hey, in Afghanistan, hey, in Botswana, hey, you know, like there's so much going on. Mm-hmm. And for me, it gets really heavy.
Then ignore it.
I feel like that's easier said than done. How do you navigate that? Like seeing so many triggering things, how do you ignore it? But I feel like you swipe and there's another thing.
Swipe. Ah! Or look for what you're going to look. If I go on Instagram, then I'm looking for something. Or maybe I'm bored. I want to see. Like I know what I'm looking for. I won't go and then just be scrolling. Like if I'm looking for makeup videos, I'll search makeup
that's
videos.
What I was
if I'm
doing.
Looking for food, I'll search for food.
Yeah.
So I would not see what is going on in. If I want news, I will look for news.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, what's going on in the world? What's happening out there? No.
I think that's what I was doing because I find that I try to escape my thoughts a lot. So then by escaping my thoughts, I go on social media. But then, like, now I'm escaping thoughts for other people's thoughts. So that's why I feel like it was heavy on my brain. And I realized after deleting it, I spent so much time on Instagram just doing nothing. Just like mindlessly, just like
when you reinstalled it.
No, before I deleted it.
Do you know?
Yeah. Before I deleted it.
Yeah.
I was just scrolling, wasting my time, spending like 8 hours on my phone on Instagram doing nothing. When I deleted it, my screen time was at like 3 hours. 3 hours.
That's like
crazy.
Mine times. 3 times my
So yeah, I just feel like I needed a break. I needed to like come to understand what's important for me to ingest. Like now when I go on Instagram, since I'm back, I am more mindful. I'm like, okay, I'm going to check ...
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to see ... If I see something that's like triggering or I feel like it weighs heavy on me, I just close the app. And I go and I do other stuff.
Exactly. Me too. Yeah. Or sometimes when like, back then, before I was like, I would spend like 2 hours straight on Instagram. Just Instagram.
Yeah.
And then I realized it and then I was like, okay, no. I shouldn't do this anymore. I should do something else. But I didn't need to like delete it or like, I was just like, okay, now you need to not do this again. Maximum 30 minutes, and that's it. Or go look for what you have to look, and then go. TikTok, though. There I sleep.
TikTok is another addiction in and of itself. I be scrolling. But I'm not too hard on myself with the TikTok because I think I forgot what I was saying as I was saying it.
TikTok is an addiction.
I lost my train of thought.
I wonder what goes on in your
brain. A lot. A lot. A lot goes on about
what you were speaking. You were speaking.
I think I have ADHD.
No.
I think so. Oh, I was going to say, I'm not too hard on myself about TikTok because I feel like I learn a lot from TikTok. Like the content on there is like from different ends of the spectrum. You can see a dog training video there. There's a video about meditation. There's a video about how to brush your teeth properly.
TikTok shows you what you're interested in. Yeah,
that's why I'm like, okay, I'm scrolling there aimlessly also, but
you're scrolling where?
I'm scrolling there aimlessly, like mindlessly, but it's for me.
Yes,
like it's beneficial, okay. Mm-hmm. But
and
do you think that it like lowers your concentration span because it's short video after short video? When you come across like a 3-minute video, do you listen all the way to the end?
If it's interesting. If not, I'll be like, once you start talking and I see that thing,
Sometimes I actually appreciate that you can fast forward now.
Yes.
So I'm always like, get to the end.
Especially if it's something that the info is at the end.
Yeah.
Why
are you making
a speech?
I low-key feel like it low-key, like, I said low-key 3 times in one time. I think it, like, made me have a short attention span even for other things. Now when I watch YouTube videos, and I used to be obsessed with YouTube, I'm like, this is not interesting. It's not sparking anything. It's 15 minutes too long. I need something that's like, yeah,
like when like the girl you were watching, the girl that does her makeup.
Yeah,
I was thinking when you said, I was thinking, would I watch a makeup video like this?
Yeah.
Because when I want to watch makeup, I want to see how you do it, and then
you do it.
Don't do your makeup and tell me stories.
Yeah. But I really think that's the interest. That's how I stay interested in like.
Because what if as you're doing your makeup, I'm doing mine too. I follow your steps. As you draw your brows, I draw my brows. What if, and then when you start talking, I'm like we're having a combo. I'm listening to you.
Like,
yeah. And I'm in a hurry, you're there talking stories.
I think for her, because she's like said this before, she says that when she's doing her makeup and she's just talking about doing her makeup, it's not entertaining for her.
Mm.
So even she has like a list of stuff that she talks about.
Is her channel a makeup channel?
Not entirely, because before she was vlogging. Okay, By the way, we're talking about Uche Natori. She's an amazing, just amazing human. I love her. Shout out Uche. You're not watching this, but shout out. I love her.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah. If it's a makeup channel and I expect to see makeup on your page.
Yeah.
Don't tell me stories.
I love those stories, though. Because I think it also creates a relationship with who's watching. It's like, we're gossiping.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I'm not in a hurry and I'm just learning, then I'll be like, okay, yeah. And if you're talking interesting things also.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll be talking while doing our makeup.
While drawing the bra. When you said drawing the bra, I was thinking of that video of the girl who goes, my friend, when I draw this eyebrow.
And I applied this lip gloss.
What does she say at the end?
It's sorry for you.
It's sorry
because
for you.
Because all it takes is that one Instagram picture. Mm. And there are 20,000 in my DMs.
Mm.
Fire.
I haven't watched the whole video. That speaks to my attention span, but anyway. This is the end of this podcast episode. I'm tired of speaking. I don't know what you mean by already. But this was entertaining. Now I feel like we can go.
Yes,
keep going. But Yeah, guys, this is the end of this podcast episode. Thank you so much to Allison for joining me on this. You will definitely be on more upcoming podcast episodes. You will hear and see more of her. We actually have a video on my YouTube channel where it was like a girl talk video. So if you haven't seen that, please go ahead and watch it. Yeah, like I said, follow the LSU podcast on Instagram. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, comment, share, subscribe. Press that little notification bell so you can be notified every single time I upload. If you're watching this on Apple Podcasts, please give a 5-star review. Please. 5 stars. Please. It helps me be seen by other people. So please do that. Do me a solid. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.